Title: Minimal FX for Authentic 90s Vibe Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson, and we're going for that authentic 90s jungle and drum and bass vibe using minimal effects. Here's the mindset right up front. The 90s sound wasn't dry, but it also wasn't glossy, huge, and wet. The magic is a few really intentional processes done with discipline. Think EQ control, a bit of drive, short room ambience, tempo sync delays used only as throws, some rough edge dynamics, and then the big one people forget, printing and resampling your FX decisions. So in this session, you're going to build a minimal FX routing template with three return tracks, a simple but very classic break processing chain, a dub delay return for ear candy, a short room return for glue, a parallel grime return for dirt, and then a resampling workflow so you can commit and chop those moments like it's 1995 and you've got to make decisions. Let's start with a quick setup, because the boring stuff is actually the difference between authentic and why does this feel like a modern preset. Set your tempo to something believable. If you're doing jungle, you're living around 160 to 170. If you're doing rolling deed NB, 172 to 176 is home base. I'll assume 174, because it's a sweet spot for practice loops. Now keep the project clean. Group your channels into drums, bass, music, effects, and vocals if you've got them. It sounds like admin, but it makes your routing and gain staging way easier. And one important switch before we get clever, make sure delay compensation is on in Ableton. Especially if you're going to resample and do routing. Timing tightness is part of the 90s feel. Sloppy latency is not vintage, it's just broken. Now the core of this lesson. Build three return tracks. The concept is think like an old mixer, not a modern plugin chain. In other words, your character lives on buses and returns, not 50 inserts on every channel. If you need more vibe, it's usually gain staging and drive, not another effect. Return A is going to be your short room. This is the rave warehouse glue. Not a long reverb, not a cinematic tail, just enough space to make everything feel like it happened in the same place. On return A, first add EQ8, high pass it around 250 to 400 Hz with a steep slope. This is critical because full range reverb is how mixes turn to fog. If your hats are poking your face off, you can add a gentle dip somewhere around 2 to 4K, but keep it subtle. After EQ, load Ableton's reverb. Use room or a very small plate if you prefer, but keep the idea, short and early. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Size somewhere in the 20 to 45 range. Diffusion fairly high, like 70 to 90. And bring up early reflections a bit because we want room, not tail. Then filter inside the reverb as well. High cut around 6 to 9K. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. And because this is a return, set wet to 100%. Optionally, and this is very 90s, add a saturator after the reverb. Drive only 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on, and then trim the output so it's not louder just because it's distorted. Now how do you use it? Lightly. You're not bathing the whole kit. Send breaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dB as a starting point. Usually send the snare a little more than hats. Stabs can get a modest amount to sit in the same space. This return is basically your everything belongs together knob. Quick coaching note, gain stage your returns. Aim for your return meters peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS. If your return sounds impressive when you solo it, it's probably too loud in the mix. In the 90s, the dry signal is the star. The effects are the framing. Return bead is dub delay, controlled, filtered, and used as moments, not wallpaper. On return B, load echo. Put it in sync mode. Start with 1/8 notes for rollers, or 1/4 if you want bigger gaps. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Add a little noise, like 2 to 6%, just to roughen it. Wobble very small, 0.10 to 0.30, almost imperceptible. We're going for tired hardware clock, not a chorus showcase. Width can be around 80 to 120%, but if your mix is busy, keep it closer to center. Set dry slash wet to 100% on the return. Then, and this part is not optional, put a EQ8 after echo. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 3 to 6K. That band limited delay is a massive part of the era. Bright, full range repeats feel modern instantly. After that, add a limiter just as a safety net. Set the ceiling around minus 1 dB. It should barely catch anything. It's there so a feedback moment doesn't jump scare your master. How to use return B. Do not leave it on constantly. Use it like punctuation. Send a snare hit at the end of a phrase. Send a vocal chop once every 8 bars. Throw a stab tail during a transition. The 90s trick is send rides and automation, not constant delay. And here's an advanced move. Set the delay send to pre-fare on channels where you want proper throws. That way you can mute the dry channel, but the delay continues echoing. Classic desk behavior. Air hit. Kill the dry, and the delay carries the space. It's instantly engineered, not plug-in demo. If you want to go even cleaner, you can make the delay duck itself. Put a compressor after echo, sidechain it from your snare or drum group, fast attack, medium release, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. The hit stays punchy, then the delay blooms in the gap. That is a really pro, mix-ready version of a dub throw. Return C is your grime or crunch parallel. This is the printed to DAT, sampler, cheap mixer illusion. It's tiny in level, massive in vibe. On return C, start with saturator. Dry 4 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20%. Boom generally off, because we're not doing modern low-end enhancement here. Adjust damp so it doesn't get fizzy. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so you don't wreck your sub. And optionally low pass around 8 to 12k if it gets too crispy. Usage. Send a little from your break group, like -20 to -14 dB. You should feel it more than hear it. You can also send your Reese mid-layer a touch if you want it nastier, without blowing up the low end. Advanced variation if you want it extra sampler-ish. Before the distortion on return C, insert auto filter and band pass it, something like 300 Hz up to 6K. Then distort and blend quietly. That limited bandwidth dirt is a cheat code for authenticity, because it adds aggression without treading your entire frequency spectrum. Now that returns are built, let's do break processing. The rule here is simple. Keep inserts minimal and commit to tone. Don't overstack. Most of the vibe is the break itself plus a bit of desk-style shaping. On your break group, do this insert chain. First, EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450. And if the break is too bright in a modern way, do a tiny shelf down above 10K. Tiny. We're not killing air, we're just avoiding that shiny top that screams new. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 12%, crunch 3 to 10%, and transients plus 5 to plus 15. But be careful. Too much transient enhancement gets clicky and modern. The goal is punch, not plastic. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip on. Subtle. This is rough edge dynamics, not a flattened waveform. Then utility. If the break feels super wide or facey, pull width back to 80 to 100%. Old breaks, after being sampled and processed, often feel relatively centered. And that centered punch is part of why they hit hard. Now, quick teacher tip. If you want impact, keep everything below about 150 Hz effectively mono. That includes being careful with wide reverbs and delays. Sometimes the quickest fix is putting a utility at the end of a return and narrowing it to 50 to 80%. Narrow the effects, not the dry. That's a very old rig feel. Mono forward core. Space tucked behind it. All right. Bass. Less is more. The 90s move is clean sub, dirty mids. Split your bass group into at least two tracks, sub and mid Reese. Optional third. A tiny top layer if you want extra speaker bite. On the sub track, keep it boring in the best way. EQ8 with a low pass around 90 to 120 Hz, fairly steep. Utility width to 0%. Mono. If the sub is inconsistent, a touch of glue compressor is fine, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. But don't go wild. Your sub should feel like a steady foundation, not a special effect. On the mid-Reese track, add the character. Saturator, drive around 3 to 7 dB, soft clip-on. Then auto-filter if you want movement, but keep it subtle. Slow LFO, tiny amount. 90s movement often feels like performance, resampling, or filter rides, not big EDM wobble. Then EQ8, high pass around 90 to 130 to make room for the sub. If it's harsh, control 2 to 5k gently. And then, send the mid-Reese slightly to return for just a touch of room, and return C for grit. Avoid big reverbs on bass. Classic roller mixes keep bass forward and tight. If you want extra presence without modern multiband tricks, duplicate the mid-Reese to a new track called Reese Air. High pass it hard, like 300 to 600 Hz. Add saturator and then a gentle low pass around 8 to 10k. Blend it very low, This adds speaker bite and definition without destabilizing the sub. Now stabs and pads. This is where you can get instant aero with almost no processing, just the right moves. On a stab track, start with EQ8, high pass 150 to 250 Hz, then a saturator with 1 to 4 dB drive. Optional auto filter if you want to automate a low pass in breakdowns. Now the FX trick, send stabs to the room return at about minus 16 to minus 10 dB. That places them in the same world as the drums. Then hit the delay return only on the last stab of a 2, 4, or 8 bar phrase. Automate the send for a throw, then go right back to dry. Dry throw, back to dry. That's the language. And a small advanced flavor option. For micro room without obvious reverb, you can make a slap return using simple delay instead of echo. Set it to 10 to 25 milliseconds. Feedback at 0, filter it with a high pass around 300 and a low pass around 6 to 8k, and keep it 100% wet. Send tiny amounts from snare and hats. It reads as space, but stays tight enough for fast breaks. Now master bus. This is not about loudness. Don't master like it's 2026. The goal is density and cohesion. On the master, start with EQ8, high pass 20 to 25 Hz, then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 30 ms, release auto and keep gain reduction to 1 to 2 dB max. Then a very subtle saturator, like 0.5 to 2 dB drive, soft clip-on. Then limiter with a ceiling around minus 0.8 to minus 1 dB, only shaving peaks. If you want it even more authentic, leave more headroom and don't crush it. A lot of that classic stuff feels loud because the mids are dense and the drums are punchy. Not because everything is pinned to zero. Now the hidden weapon. Resampling. Printing decisions is a huge part of the vibe. Create a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 8 to 16 bars of your loop, including your return throws and automation. Now you've got audio you can treat like a sampler. From here, chop out a single delayed snare tail and retrigger it as a one-shot. Reverse a printed room hit into the drop. Gate or trim tails manually. Do hard cuts. Abrupt edits often feel more period correct than smooth fades. This is where the old but deadly feeling really shows up. One more practical note, if your project is heavy, do latency-safe resampling. Freeze and flatten the worst offenders first, especially modulation devices or anything with oversampling. Then print. You'll get tighter transients and fewer timing surprises. This audio version is shortened for playback.